In an instant, I experienced and lived through the whole passion of Jesus in my own heart. I was surprised that these tortures did not deprive me of my life. During adoration, Jesus said to me, "My daughter, know that your ardent love and the compassion you have for me were a consolation to me in the garden." During holy hour in the evening, I heard a voice. "You see, my mercy for sinners, which at this moment is revealing itself in all its power. See how little you have written about it. It's only a single drop. Do what is in your power, so that sinners may come to know my goodness." So, Jesus inviting Faustina to write more about his mercy, because she wrote, of course, but for Jesus said, "Not enough." That means to say, this message should enter into our heart, all the people. If she said only once in her diary, surely forget. Many times you can say all repetition. It's the will of Jesus that she have to write all these things just to make her understand the love of God is immense. Good Friday. I saw the Lord Jesus tortured but not nailed to the cross. It was still before the crucifixion, and he said to me, "You are my heart. Speak to sinners about my mercy." And the Lord gave me interior knowledge of the whole abyss of his mercy for souls, and I learned that which I had written is truly a drop. She thought she already wrote much things about the mercy of Jesus, but now she experienced the mercy of Jesus herself. I think she got it too little. That's why she wrote little. It's immense. Holy Saturday. During adoration, the Lord said to me, "Be at peace, my daughter. This work of mercy is mine. There's nothing of you in it. It pleases me that you are carrying out faithfully what I have commanded you to do, not adding or taking away a single word." So even we spread the good news of divine mercy, it's not yours, it's Jesus. Not even one word take away, and not even adding one word of your own. It's not our business, Jesus' business. But we have to be faithful to his message. First of all, we believe it first. Believe. If you don't believe, how can you spread the good news to other people? Even you yourself still doubt. So it's not enough just to say the words. First of all, you have to experience yourself. And he gave me an interior light by which I learned that not a single word was mine. Despite difficulties and adversities, I've always fulfilled his will as he has made it known to me. The resurrection. Before the mass of resurrection, I felt so weak that I lost all hope of participating in the procession which took place in the church. And I said to the Lord, "Jesus, if my prayers are pleasing to you, give me the strength for this moment that I may take part in the procession." At the same instant, I felt strong and certain that I could go along with the sisters in the procession. You can imagine, she's so weak, but she still has to write down all the inspirations. You know, when you're sick, you don't want to get up. You don't have any desire to write things. Better you sleep and go to sleep. But she has to even cannot go down to the chapel. She has to get up to write all the inspiration that she has. It's not easy. Huh? Every word's coming from a struggling. When the procession began, I saw Jesus in the brightness greater than the light of the sun. Jesus looked at me with love and said, "Heart of my heart, be filled with joy." At that moment, my spirit was drowned in him. When I came to myself, I was walking along in the procession with the sisters, while my soul was totally immersed in him. So although she's walking in the procession, her heart is raised in paradise. You know, Jesus says, "Heart of my heart." This is only God can say this word. Even you will never say to your good friend or your husband, "Heart of my heart." You say, you might not say this and do this word. Only God can, you know. Easter. During Mass, I thank the Lord Jesus for having died to redeem us and for having given us the greatest of all gifts, namely his love in his Holy Communion. The Eucharist is a sign of God's love. That is his own self. At that moment, I was drawn into the bosom of the Most Holy Trinity, and I was immersed in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These moments are hard to describe in the Blessed Trinity. At the moment, I prayed to the Lord for a certain person, and the Lord answered me, "This soul is particularly dear to me." I was immensely happy with this. The happiness of other souls filled me with a new joy, and when I see the higher gifts in some soul, my heart shows up to the Lord in a new hymn of adoration. So her life is always attached to praying for the sinners. Whatever, no matter you're suffering or enjoying, all the time praying for. And we know that still today, Faustina is working for this purpose. Jesus make her the secretary of his mercy, right? Longly on earth, but in future in heaven. So today, Sister Faustina is still working hard for Jesus. So we ask Faustina to put all these gifts on into your soul. No, not so cold. Have a warm heart. April 1938. During recreation, one of the sisters said, "Sister Faustina is doing so poorly that she can hardly walk. But may she die soon because she is going to be a saint." Then one of the sister directresses said, "That she is going to die, we know. But whether she is going to be a saint, that's another question." Skeptical. There then began some malicious remarks on this subject. I kept silent. Then I put in a word. But I saw that the conversation was getting worse, so again I felt silent. Silence is the best. You know, everybody, when they see a saint, they don't see a saint. Because out of jealousy, you know, you cannot be as humble as that person. So, well, that's our imagination. This is our judgment. At present, I'm getting letters from sisters who are in other houses and who made their novitiate with me. They often amuse me and make me laugh, as they usually go sometime like this: "Dear Sister Faustina, we are very sorry that we are so gravely you, but we are very happy that when the Lord Jesus takes you away, you will pray for us, for you have a lot of influence with the Lord." One of the sisters put it this way: "When you die, sister, please take me under your special care, for certainly you can do that for me." Another sister wrote as follows: "How I am waiting for the time when the Lord Jesus will take you, because I know what will happen then, and I greatly desire death for you." My goodness. I did want to ask her what she was thinking of concerning my death, but I mortified myself and answered, "The same thing will happen to you, a sinner, as happened to all sinners, if God's mercy does not show to me." So they think that she is a real saint already on earth, and hoping that when she died, she could pray for them in heaven, forgetting she's already praying for them even on earth. So we too, don't wait when you go to heaven, then you pray for your friend. Today, you have to pray for your friend. Do some sacrifice for your friend. Not wait until you go to heaven and then you pray for this, then this. And don't tell yourself, "I'm not worthy." And Jesus still says, "I'm not worthy either." Only doing God's will, nothing else. So let us imitate her, this humility, but with this heart for sinners. No. Now let us.